Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Erica Badu and Steve and Marley.
In love with you, yeah.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Erica Badu and Stephen Marley. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Yeah. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power, that presence as God. Even though it's known by many, 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 many names, honor it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Come on. That my God is not. So I want you to take in and become very intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath, family. And in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. There is power in the breath. Let's breathe, family. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still. Know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time. be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And as we invite the energy of forgiveness, let's forgive.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly Father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly Father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee, I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive my Father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in and release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable for every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
You waiting for? Let him in. He said, I'm not talking about carnality. I'm talking about spirituality. He said, let him in, saints. In, saints. Ooh. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was whining phase two, family. Whining phase two. You know what that means? That's the children of the first generation of the whiners. And that was called Let Them In. Let Them In, saints. We're about to have the reading from The Science of the Mind. Whose world, family? Whose world is it?
It's yours.
The world is yours. Good morning. As we read from the science of the mind, whose world is this? It's yours. It's mine. And today is a day to remember. Today, Tuesday, October 30th. Can you imagine that we already at the end of the year? It just seems like I was just talking to you about the new year last year. And now we're at the new year this year. All right, family. Novalis once said, when you understand how to love one thing, then you also understand how best to love everything. Ooh, I like that. Novalis said, when you understand how to love one thing, then you also understand how best to love everything. Remember, you are God's creation. God's life is your life. Do not belittle that heritage. It is possible that you need to cultivate the quality of love more than any of the others. You are the child of God, and therefore you should have a very high opinion of yourself. No foolish self-conceit, but a reverent understanding of your wondrous relationship to God, as God, being God. Tell yourself over and over that the quality of love lies within you as you, and that it is only natural for you to be expressing it. Think first of those whom you love because of their nearness and dearness to you. Dwell upon their good quality. Think of them by name and specify some admirable traits they possess. Kindle within your emotions a warm glow of feeling about them. Think of somebody right now that you love. That you love dearly. And what qualities do they possess? That's kind of how we do the love talk, right? Can you remember that feeling of love? When love saturated, illuminated every cell in your being. When love called your name. Now remember that all other people are just as truly worthy of that love, and they are in need of it. If they are to expand into a finer, more beautiful ways of living, guess what, family? They need your love. The world is in need of your love. Spend a few minutes with thoughts of love for all the world. It is sorely in need of every bit of help you can furnish. And love is its greatest need. This is not mere idle wishing. It's a definite service you can render. You see, your thoughts of love to mankind carry a blessing to mankind. Far corners of the globe, do not neglect to exercise this privilege. This is not mere idle wishing. It's a definite service that you can render. Your thoughts of love to mankind carry a blessing to mankind, to the far corners of the globe. Do not neglect to exercise this principle. This comes from a book that was written in 1957 called The Basic Ideas of Science of Mind. It's on page 37 through 38. An affirmation is knowing that one who loves the most will live the most. Knowing that the one who loves the most will live the most. Today I go forth to meet life as I feel it really is. Love. I go forth to meet life as I feel it really is. To meet life as I feel it really is. Whose world is this, family? It's yours. The world is yours.
It's yours.
Whose Whose world, family? Whose world is this? Like you said, girl, this girl is crazy, right? I just want to remind you, family, that we have an opportunity to create the world the way we want it to be. It's yours, it's yours, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this? And so when we really get to think about our lives and how we show up on the planet, it's really all about love, right, family? Whose world? Let's listen to this little clip. How to love yourself.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Lisa Nichols Show, where together we develop some tools to take our lives to the next level. I come, I bring you content, I bring you experiences, I bring you truth. Sometimes I serve it to you straight, no chaser. How can we take our life to the next level? That's what we do here. I'm so excited about everyone that's commenting. You guys are just like on fire with the comments, or as Matt would say it on our team, on fire with the comments. I absolutely love it. April, you commented on the show called Focus on What You Want to Change. There have been a lot of comments on that particular episode. It's really wonderful. And you said, listen, I don't have any big comment, Lisa. I just want to say thank you, really big cap. You said, this is right on time, end quote. What I love about when you show up and you look at an episode, and they're nice nuggets under 15 minutes, it's like, yeah, I can use that. Everything that you get can be used as fuel. And my goal here is to give you some great fuel for a great life experience. I love what you said, Morgan. Oh, my God. You gave me chills with this one. You were commenting on the episode entitled, Your Spirit Has No Gender or Color. And you just brought it home. You said, quote, unquote, I can't believe that this message is free. You said, it truly surpasses the title and went completely deep. It gave me chills, end quote. Girl, you made me want to go back and look at the episode again. I so appreciate your comment. Isn't it wonderful when you can get a message about an old topic, an old conversation, an old focus of discussion, but you have a new approach to it? That's what this is all about, having a new approach to our lives. I cannot invite you enough to comment, comment, comment so I can read yours. Kenrick, you asked the question, what does it mean to be everything to me? So let's have the conversation. What does it mean to be everything that you need to be to yourself? To me, that definition means that you give yourself exactly what you need. You're not looking for other people to validate you. You're looking for other people to affirm, to stand in alignment with you, with what you know to be so, but you're not placing your stock and your self-value in the hands of your boss, your relationship, your children, your family. That you wake up each morning and you say, and I've said this before, I am enough. Today I'm pleased with who I am. Before you start the day, I always say that my job is to like Lisa first. Before anything that occurs today, my job is to like Lisa, to know that I'm going to bring the best version of me in every situation I can, to like me before anyone on Facebook likes me, and to know that I'm okay. What does it mean to be everything to you? That's not an arrogant statement. It's not a place of self-indulgence. It's to recognize that self-care is not selfish. It's to recognize that you can only serve others from a full cup, and that it's your job to fill yourself up with positive thinking, that's why you're here, fill yourself up with new possibility, that's why you're here, fill yourself up with new opportunities, fill yourself up with having the best people on your planet, loving yourself enough to remove unhealthy, toxic people out of your life. And you may not be able to completely remove them from your life, but you can love them from a distance. Being into you means if a relationship isn't honoring you, then you don't just jump out of it, but you do declare what you need. Loving you is when you know that you can add value to a company, to a system, to a program, to a business, that you step up. Loving you and showing up for you and being totally into you is giving yourself 1,000 second chances. And every time you get to 99, you press reset. That you are willing to bank on you. You're willing to show up for you. Being totally into you, it looks like saying, how can I give my body the best opportunity ever? What does that look like? It doesn't necessarily mean you go vegan unless that's for you, or vegetarian unless that's for you. But it does mean that you give your body what it needs, nutrients and water and oxygen and movement, that you recognize that your body is your temple, here to help you live out your life purpose. Being totally into you is setting healthy boundaries. It's understanding that your yes remains really valuable when you're willing to exercise your no. And to understand that no is a complete sentence. It doesn't require any justification. So being everything to yourself is saying that I'm not looking for a relationship to complete me. Any relationship that I'm in to complement my completeness. Man, that took me years to get to. So many times and for so many years, I thought that the other half of me was out there, that there was a part of me that, or something in me comes alive when someone else comes into my space. It took a long time for me to realize, wait a minute, the best thing that I can do is be whole and complete and find someone who's whole and complete and let our completeness complement one another. But it's my job, it's your job to really find out what makes me complete spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, and relationship. So in closing, being everything to you is also recognizing you're not in this world alone, that there's an interdependent experience that other people around you get to share with you, that your greatness coupled with other people's greatness makes something that you haven't seen before. It's being willing to ask for help. It's being willing to say, I'm lonely. It's being willing to say, I apologize. It's being willing to say, I forgive you. It's recognizing that you can be everything to yourself only so that you can dance more deliciously with those around you. Dance inside of love, dance inside of business, dance inside of service, dance inside of spiritual growth. It's to recognize that we come here dependent, and then we work to be independent. And the ultimate form of ascension is to be in a place called interdependence. So when you're enough for you, and you're everything for you, and you've done what you need to do with you, for you, by you, now you can show up and go, how can I coexist with others? Now remember, this is not a monologue. I know I say it all the time, but I have to remind you, I want your comments. You should have been commenting already. If you haven't done so, please tell me, what do you think about this episode? What about it stirred something in your soul? What was a great reminder about being everything to yourself, being enough for yourself, or being interdependent and realizing that we're here as individuals, but we're here to have a collective experience? So please, shoot me any questions, any comments, what popped up, what was the aha, what was a BOL, a breakthrough out loud, what was something that you agreed with or you didn't agree with? I want to hear all of it. And go get your friends. Invite them. This is a delicious experience that we're having. Let's not keep it to ourselves. And subscribe if you haven't already done so. I want you here for a while. I'm your sister in the journey. This is your tribe. We are your home. And every time I see you, I'm going to tell you something like, I believe in you.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's talk about love, love, love. You know that's one of my favorite subjects, right? Love, love, love. I'm in love with you, in love with you. Wow. My grandmother always told us that love is the only thing that really exists on the planet, really in essence. But she said there's not an ill, love can't heal, prescription love can't feel. And for every question, love is the answer. Why is it the very thing we talk about when it comes to love is the very thing that we shy away from? Why is it so important to love ourselves? A lot of people think that loving ourselves is selfish and narcissistic. What's funny, though, is that true self-love can't even be narcissistic. Because self-love is loving. Narcissism is just selfishness without love, which is not loving. Self-love starts by giving love, attention, and care to yourself. But that's not where it stops. Because if it stops there, then it stops being self-love, because self-love that is not extended to other people and given away isn't self-love. See, the flow of love and self-love is a giving and receiving act. Let me say that again. The flow of love and self-love is a giving and receiving act. But why is it important to start with self-love, though? Ultimately, because we are the ones responsible for our action choices and outcomes of those choices and actions. We cannot give to someone else what we don't have, and likewise, we cannot get from someone else what they don't have. Self-love is important because it is remembering where our power is. First, we welcome in the love of the universe, then we give more of that love to ourselves. And as we begin to be filled with this love, we then pour it on to others in our lives. And when we are in self-love, we also have boundaries and learn how to say no. Just like you heard us say, no is a complete sentence. It's a balance that is learned over time. If you're confused about all this self-love talk and don't know what to do in any situation, get still and just ask yourself. Just ask yourself, if I truly loved myself, what would I do? Take in a deep breath and just place your hands over your heart. What actions would I have to take in order to bring love to this situation or relationship? Is there any way I can take better care of myself in this moment so I have more to give instead of less? How can I love me today? What can I do for you, Janine, today to show you just how much I love you? See, when you get to a certain level, it's about the empowering question. It's about the right questions to ask ourselves. Because self-love is not just about me, 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 but it starts with me so that we can build a strong we. Let me say that again. When I love me, then we can build a strong we. I love me, we can build a strong we. Think of self-love as a foundation of a happy and full life, but not the full expression of. The full expression of love comes when we give love away. And because the love of the universe is infinite, we lose nothing by giving our love away. Nothing. Whose world is this? Is love world, family. How you loving today? Whose world is this? It's love's world. It's mine. It's yours. It's ours. The one thing that love has done for me, it helped me learn how to trust myself. How to trust myself. You know, so many times we stop listening and trusting that inner truth. Somewhere, sometimes some of us lost the connection with our inner God, looking outside ourselves for all of the answers, avoiding or ignoring what was trying to be heard from within me. That inner voice may have told you to leave a relationship, a job, when not to say yes to that, or to go to yoga or read that book for many years. Some of us get blocked and be unwilling to listen, tell the difference between our intuition and that other voice of fear. some of us are not even aware there could be a difference. In other words, some of us think every thought that we think and that was a nightmare, because most of our thoughts were old patterns of limited beliefs and fear. You see, some of those thoughts that run through our head during the day were not the calm, loving voice within us. We're not as connected to our heart. These thoughts were our ego, out loud, chattery voice of worry, doubt, blame, and judgment. But you see how love can teach us how to trust that inner voice. But it came when the universe made it impossible for me not to listen to anything but my inner voice. When I plummeted to the rock bottom in my breakup, remember I told y'all when I was leaving that relationship I didn't need to be in, but it was the most amazing thing that ever happened, was it taught me how to love me. See, from that point on, I became willing to do things differently. I became willing to allow love to lead me, to connect with myself and go within for my answers, my peace, and my happiness. And the more I cleared my ego's voice, the more I could hear love guide me, the more I could hear that inner voice and trust me, knowing and begin to take aligned action from this loving place. My life began to unfold in ways I couldn't have imagined. Struggle became less and less, because self-trust builds an inner confidence that only love can bring, that is matched by nothing else. Because when we listen to ourselves and trust what comes through, this is a direct line to spirit telling us what to do. This is a direct line to love telling us what to do. And it can see the fastest track to everything we desire. So we want to listen. We were born highly intuitive and connected to the wisdom within ourselves. But like everything in life, either through family, friends, society, conditioning, we're told that this is secondary to the logical thinking and brain and to what everyone else is doing and what we're told to do. Feelings are not important. And all of these ideas swiftly cut us off from ourselves and disempower us. Many of us can remember being told when we had to eat or go to sleep or not to be upset, when we truly had a reason to be upset. Someone was seriously mean to that day. So we learn at a young age not to listen to ourselves, but let the outside world determine what we do and how we feel, who we are. And some of us slowly shut down or begin to lash out. See, cultivating self-love is cultivating self-trust, because you're loving yourself enough to listen to yourself. See, cultivating self-love is cultivating self-trust, because you're loving yourself enough to listen to yourself. And the amount of love you have for yourself is directly proportionate to the amount of love you can give or receive from someone else. You didn't get that. I need to say that again. I see I stopped by to remind you today, family, that cultivating self-love is cultivating self-trust, because when you're loving yourself enough, you're listening and trusting yourself. And remember, the amount of love you have for yourself is directly proportionate to the amount of love you can give or receive from someone else. So this is the baseline of beginning a relationship with yourself and others. Begin by identifying love's voice. Begin by identifying your ego's voice. And when it comes in with any thoughts that are not love, and ask your inner guide for new higher perceptions based in truth. When your ego's voice comes in with any thoughts that are not love, ask your inner love, your inner lover, yes, how you love your family, your inner lover for new higher perceptions based in truth. Slow down enough to listen to your inner guide. which is available and sending you message in every moment. I'm going to say that again a different way. Slow down enough to listen to your inner lover, baby, your inner lover, which is available and sending you messages in every moment. As you create this connection with yourself, your levels of discernment heighten and you know what is resonating with you and what is not. This is the way you can quickly walk away from something that is not serving you. And when something does not resonate with you, you can spend more time with that person or doing that activity. Let me start over. I want you to really feel it. I want you to begin by identifying the love first voice, the voice of your inner love. So that when your ego's voice come in with any thoughts that are not loving, then you can go in and ask the inner lover for a new higher perception based in truth. Slow down enough to listen to your inner lover, which is available. That's always sending you messages in every moment. Because as you create this connection with yourself, your levels of discernment heighten, and you know what is resonating with you and what is not. This way you can quickly walk away from something that is not serving you, and when something does resonate with you, you can spend more time with that person or doing that activity. You see, we might have to let go of some old relationships. We might have to even let go of some lifestyle choices. But when we do this, we send a strong, clear message to the universe that we are ready for something more. Come on, family. The more we love ourselves, the more we trust ourselves. We make choices from our higher self. See, we begin to make choices from that inner lover, baby. How you loving? And not that fearful ego. You see, we begin to break old codependent patterns, spend time with people and do activities that are aligned with our truth. We are growing on a soul level, and subsequently our whole life expands from mediocrity to the miraculous. Let me say that again. We are growing on a soul level, and subsequently our whole life expands from mediocrity to the miraculous. And when we trust ourselves and make choices that are best for us, we are no longer betraying ourselves, but instead honoring who we really are. And there's no greater freedom to hear from you this morning. Are you practicing self-trust? Will you begin to practice self-love? Are you still letting doubt get in the way? Have you released the fear of being judged? Will you stop and connect to that inner lover and ask yourself, how can I love me today? What can I do loving for me today? What can I do loving for me today? How can I love me more today? Whose world is this? It's mine, it's mine, it's yours, it's yours. Well, that's really my message today. Just wanted to bring it back and remind you to connect to that inner lover. How are you loving today? The more we begin to love ourselves, the more we can trust the inner lover. Because self-love builds an inner confidence that is matched by nothing else. And when we listen and love ourselves and trust what comes through, because this is a direct line to love telling us what to do. And it can see the faster track to everything we desire. When we listen. When we listen. Will you listen to love today? You see, sometimes we get lost in the sauce because we get caught up in the pain. It was the pain that plummeted me to that part of me that made me go within to connect with myself then for my answers, for my peace, for my happiness. And the more that I cleared up my ego's voice, the more I could hear my inner lover. And it guided me to learn how to trust that inner love that I had. See, that self-love took me to a place that taught me how to trust that inner voice of knowing. It was that day sitting in the middle of my bed, crying profusely, my eyes out. And as I began to align my actions with my love journey, my life began to unfold in ways I couldn't imagine. Things and stuff started to fall away. Struggle began to be less and less. Ease and elegance and grace became the way I walked, because I could be true to myself. So I want to remind you, loving you is not a narcissistic, selfish act. It's a self-full act. It's a full of self, full of love act, that you get so full that you can't keep it to yourself. Have you ever felt something so good that you couldn't keep it to yourself? That's what cultivating self-love is like. You begin to feel this presence inside you that you couldn't keep it to yourself if you wanted to, because it's so good that it just reeks out who you are. Every cell in your body began to reek that love. I remind you that cultivating self-love is cultivating self-trust, because when you're loving yourself enough to listen to yourself, and that amount of love you have for yourself is directly proportional to the amount of love you can give or receive from someone else. So this is the baseline of building a foundation with yourself, a foundational relationship with yourself. I want you to begin by identifying your inner lover's voice. Are you so critical of yourself? So critical that you don't even know what your inner lover sounds like? I want you to identify your inner lover's voice. And by identifying your lover's voice, you will know when you hear your ego's voice, and when it comes in with any thoughts that are not love, and then you can go right into the inner love and ask your inner lover for a new, higher perceptional based in truth and love. And it takes you to slow down enough to listen to your inner lover, which is always available and always sending you messages in every moment. But as you create this connection with yourself, your levels of discernment get heightened, and you know what is resonating with you and what is not. This way, we can quickly walk away from something that is not serving us, with something that does not resonate with us. And then we can begin to spend more time with people and activities that do resonate. That might mean we have to let go of some old relationships, some old lifestyle choices. But when we do this, we send a strong, clear message to the universe that we're ready for something more. How you love it today, fam? Whose world is this? Something more. See, the more we love ourselves, the more we can trust ourselves, and the more we make choices from our inner lover space, that higher self, and not that fearful ego, we'll break old codependent habits and patterns and spend more time with people and activities that are aligned with our truth. And we are growing, family. I see it, feel it, and know it on a soul level. We are growing. Because my goal of this love journey is to bring you soul-stirring content. I want to reach your soul. I want to reach the essence of you, to bring you into a place of your greatest version of yourself, that you're living from the soul essence. What did your soul's goal come to the planet to express? And as we grow on that soul level,
Subsequently, our whole life expands from mediocrity to the miraculous. And when we trust and love ourselves, we make choices that are the highest and best for us. And we no longer betray ourselves, but instead we honor who we really are. And I'm going to tell you something. There is no greater freedom. There is no greater freedom. There is no greater freedom when we start to relate in the lover. You see, when I begin to hear my inner lover, because I used to then be, I wasn't always compassionate with my own self. I was so critical and downright ruthless to some of the things I said to myself. Now I catch myself. I say, that's not how you talk to you, Janine. I wouldn't let a dog, I wouldn't talk to a dog like that. It's not my way anymore. I love myself through my process. I love myself through my process because I'm in constant contact with my inner lover. That's my message for you. Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
The world is yours. It's yours, family. All right. If there's any comments, I got some time this morning. Any questions, comments, press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 if you're on teleconference. Whose world is this? It's yours. It's yours. All right. All right, well, no comments this morning. I love what Lisa said. She said, this is not a monologue, family. This is a dialogue. She's begging people. So I didn't feel so bad when Lisa said she was begging people to have a dialogue because this is not a monologue. I said, oh, she got that same issue, huh? All right, family, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love and hear that inner lover today. Remember to take the exercise and stop today and ask yourself those questions. How can you love you today? How can you love you today? How can you truly love you today? Taking the time to place your hand over your heart. How can you love you at a soul level? And even become aware of the difference of your ego's voice and your inner lover's voice. It's really, that's all it is, love, family. Remember to dream your God-sized dreams, and remember, family, the power is within you, reminding you, whose world is this? It's yours, it's mine, it's mine. All right, I'm going to do a little Quincy Jones again on y'all, family. I'm going to take you back. Some of y'all might be a little too young for this, but I'm taking you back to Body Heat with Quincy Jones back in the day when my mom used to play this. Yeah, you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, family. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Can you feel it? Don't you feel it, baby?
My temperature's rising. But when you're close to me, girl, it's so tantalizing. I can't help but smell. I get so excited. Why do I act this fashion? Why can't I control my passion? Somebody.
Right, Emily. So calling.